Hey all, it is I, Anthony the Canadian Guy, and welcome to WrestleSode, the solution to your wrestling information problems. WrestleSode is a member of the Win Column Sports Network, so remember to check us out at wincolumnsports.ca to be kept up to date on everything happening here in Alberta in the world of wrestling. Today, funny, not Alberta, Saskatchewan. Did you know that Alberta and Saskatchewan in the world of wrestling are essentially cousins? We have a lot of different crossover stars, people who wrestle here, who wrestle there, and vice versa. I thought it'd be kind of a treat to dive in a little bit into the Saskatchewan scene and see what it's like over there. It's like a weird backwards parallel reality where heels are faces and faces are heels. And it's really exciting. So today, we will be talking about Prairie Pro Wrestling. They just put on one of their first couple of shows just recently in Saskatoon, where they had a headlining match, which was an unsanctioned match between Jacob Creed and Michael Allen Richard Clark. Oh, those are names you recognize? Yeah, I thought you might recognize them. Obviously, Michael Allen Richard Clark here in Alberta being your PWA heavyweight champion, as well as Jacob Creed, I know, has wrestled around Alberta a whole bunch. He's wrestled a bunch for CWE. He's been tag champ there. I don't even know how many times. So you got to be listening in on this. This is a very fascinating little thing. I talk with my good friend, Mike the Sign Guy, Mike Ducey, who lives out in Saskatchewan. He's a big fan of both the Saskatchewan and the Alberta scene. I'm like, I don't know anyone better who I could be chatting with. Talk a little bit and learning a little bit about Saskatchewan and its wrestling scene than Mike Ducey, the Sign Guy. So stay tuned and listen in on this little bit of a chat here about PPW, the most recent show, some of the stars that they have out there in Saskatchewan, who are crossover stars here in Alberta are. So stay tuned and you'll hear from that right after this.
Hello friends, this is Spencer Love interrupting your regularly scheduled podcast experience to remind you to tune in to wincolumnsports.ca every Wednesday for Conversations with Love, the one-on-one interview podcast featuring the best of the best in Canadian pro wrestling and available wherever podcasts are played. Tune in to CWL on the WCSN for your previews, reviews, breaking news, and now interviews, proudly brought to you by Beercade YEG.
Hey everyone, Anthony back. I am joined by my friend Mike, the Sign Guy. Mike, how are you doing today, buddy?
Not too bad. How are you doing, Anthony?
Dude, I'm doing fantastic. I'm super excited to be talking Saskatchewan wrestling today because, for me, I get to come in like kind of with a bit of a blank slate. I know some things, obviously, through Twitter and and there's other things I get to learn fresh today. Obviously, we've got some crossover talents. Like we were saying before this podcast started, it's like looking through a mirror in like a reverse image world as you look into Saskatchewan from the Alberta scene. But specifically, we're going to be talking a little bit about PPW today, Prairie Pro Wrestling. So a relatively new promotion down there in Saskatchewan, so it's a great place to start. They use a lot of talents from Alberta as well, so I think it's just a great way to guide our audience a little bit into the to the Saskatchewan scene. So starting off with this today, the reason Mike is here, Mike is a huge fan of Saskatchewan wrestling, but not only that, wrestling in general. He also knows the Alberta scene really well. He's very well known in Saskatchewan for bringing some top-notch signs, though apparently he's got competition these days. But yeah, true. Mike the Sign Guy, how you doing, buddy?
Not too bad.
Well, I've
not
already
too
said
bad.
That, but let's talk a little bit about Saskatchewan wrestling. So you know the Alberta scene and you know the Saskatchewan scene a little bit. Can you just name some of your favorite wrestlers in Saskatchewan? They don't have to be necessarily crossovers to Alberta, but just can you give some names out there that people might know, they might not know, some people that we can look out for?
Well, I would say that one of the most popular names in all of Saskatchewan wrestling has to be Mike McSugar. That's known from the Clandestine Society from his dildo on the pole match, right?
Yes, with Dylan Stone. That was a freaking hilarious match, and that was my first introduction to Mike McSugar. And yeah. I absolutely love Mike McSugar now. It didn't take long for me to like Mike. I think it took for him to get from the curtain to the ring, and I already knew that I was like, this is going to be special.
Yeah, he's definitely the individual. He's a character, and he's one of my favorites. He always puts on a great show, like whether he's a heel or a face. You know, people love him, people hate him, so
It is crazy to think of him as a heel, to be completely honest. Just knowing what I know of him, because like I said, I'm trying to guide my audience into that. If you ever watched Mike McSugar at the Clandestine Society, which you can do by going to Backbreaker Media and signing up for their streaming service. Anyways, he actually gets to work heel out there in Saskatchewan as well.
It's kind of in Regina. Like he wrestles in Regina, and he's a big face in Regina when he wrestles for Ringside Wrestling. Mm-hmm. But when he goes to Saskatoon, it's crazy. I don't know if it's something in the water in Saskatoon, but he just hates Saskatoon, and he hates all the fans of Saskatoon, and he's not afraid of sharing that hatred either.
So I did see a little bit of a clip. I guess nothing makes him more flaccid than the fans in Saskatoon. I did get to see that clip. That was awesome. That was being spread around Twitter. I thought that was hilarious.
Yeah.
But yeah, it's still weird to me, like hearing him say that. I'm just like, such a face to me still. God, I love it. But you're saying that, like, we've had this talk before. You're saying Saskatoon wrestling specifically is like all upside down when it comes to heels and faces.
Yeah, like, so apparently in Alberta, yeah, Davey O'Doyle is a heel.
Yeah.
Michael Allen Richard Clark is
absolute
a heel.
But heel.
They're absolutely loved and adored in Saskatoon.
Which I love, just for clarity, because, and I know there's going to be some people listening in from Saskatchewan for the first time. So what we have termed here in Alberta as the Sask Boys tend to be very heel faction almost. They're not really even a faction, but they're known as the Sask Boys, especially within the PWA. Oh. So Michael Allen, Richard Clark, who is our current PWA heavyweight champion. And then, of course, we have Davey O'Doyle and Braden Parsons as a tag team in The League, which I know Saskatchewan hasn't had a chance to experience yet, but The League did win Backbreaker Media's fifth annual Tag Team of the Year in 2019 here in Alberta.
I will admit that I voted for those awards, and I voted for The League.
Hey, that's totally fine. You know who The League are here.
I know The League very well. I have never seen The League compete as a team in Saskatchewan, unfortunately. But I've definitely very familiar with both Braden Parsons and Davey O'Doyle, the Bear Cub himself.
Dude, it's a fantastic tag team. And I'm just going to say this to all the Saskatchewan fans out there. These are your boys, and they make like one of the best tag teams ever here. And everybody in Alberta boos them so hard, but they all love The League. We all know.
They love to hate The League.
Absolutely. And then, of course, the fourth member of that, who I didn't actually mention yet, was Sean Moore. The other Sask boy. So, like, it's so weird, though, because, like, yeah, heels here in Alberta, but like you said in Saskatoon, faces. You said the Michael Allen Richard Clark, who is one of the biggest heels in Alberta, is the biggest face in Saskatoon.
He's going to hate me for saying this, but he is beloved in Saskatoon, like, yeah, big time. Well, my first ever show that I attended in Saskatoon, they were chanting his name. They're chanting his name, and I'm just like, wait, what? What's going on? Michael Allen Richard Clark is a good guy in Saskatoon. It blew my mind.
It doesn't make sense to me either. As a person who has taken part in so many We Are Bus People chants, you know what I mean? There's people who chant We Are Bus People. But yeah, I see these signs of him in Saskatoon and all these people who love Michael Allen, Richard Clark. Don't get me wrong. Dude's a phenomenal wrestler. He's an amazing talent. He's so not a face to me, though.
It's wild. It really is bizarre. Bizarre is the best way to put it for me.
Yeah,
I've taken signs to shows in Regina, and he's come and ripped up my signs and stomped on it and yelled at me and tells me, hey, you can't do push-ups or you can't do sit-ups either, and called me a bus person, every name under the sun, right?
Right.
And then I go to Saskatoon and I see him compete, and he's like, hey, big fan. Fans love him up there.
So Michael Allen Richard Clark is fantastic. Like, so what you would say to him in Saskatoon as being the biggest face would be like the Michael Richard Blaze in Calgary kind of a thing. Because MRB can be a heel out there in Saskatchewan, can't he?
Yeah, he's been a heel here, but he's also been a face. Like, I've seen it. I've seen him go both ways. Pardon the pun.
Hey, it's fine. It's a fun podcast.
Yeah, like I've seen him be a heel in Regina, and I've seen him be a face up in Saskatoon as well. You know, I guess it depends on the day and who he's facing.
Yeah, absolutely.
He's just that good that he can do whatever.
Well, right? Those two are the two from around here, both Alberta and Saskatchewan, who got the tryouts for the WWE last summer.
Absolutely.
Right? You know what I mean? Like, there's a reason MRB and Michael Allen, Richard Clark got those. But you know what? There's a lot of talents who I think just as good and deserve just as much as those two when it comes to getting tryouts. Because, you know, like, even if maybe some wrestlers I find aren't necessarily at the same skill level as them in the ring, I definitely think there are some wrestlers around here whose promos and character work are so phenomenal that they could have easily been in a major promotion.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Like, you see the strides that Zoe Sager's been making within the last, like, she's only been at it for like less than 2 years now, I believe.
Less than 2 years. Yeah. She's looking at just over about a year and a half, almost 2 years. I had an interview with her. All that information's listed there.
Yeah. Just look in the back episodes of WrestleSode for the interview with you and Zoe Sager, right?
Exactly. So let's talk Prairie Pro Wrestling, PPW, here a little bit. I think it's a great starting off point because they use a lot of promotions, or they use a lot of talents from Alberta over there, and it's a great way to kind of guide our audience. So let's talk a little bit about some of the crossover between Alberta and Saskatchewan.
Absolutely.
And then let's talk a little bit about some of the other people that we don't get to see. So some people who have already wrestled for Prairie Pro Wrestling that would be known around here. So Michael Allen, Richard Clark, Davey O'Doyle, all the people in the league essentially have wrestled there.
Yeah.
Okay. Then we've also got MRB has wrestled there. Sheikh Akbar Shabazz.
Sheikh has wrestled there. The latest show they put on had Zoe Sager and Jack Pride.
Yeah. And great talents as well.
Yeah.
Great ways to introduce some of these people.
Absolutely.
And then you guys also had Jude Dawkins up there.
Jude Dawkins, the Cheetah Bear.
The Cheetah Bear, man. Yeah. He's so good, right? I love the Cheetah Bear.
Like, so funny little story from the last show. So someone in the crowd started chanting, "Man Bear Pig, Man Bear Pig," and that caught on like fire. So if you see Man Bear Pig making its rounds over social media, maybe that's why.
That's amazing, and that makes me so happy. But
But
I do love Jude Dawkins, and I've been
seeing
that stuff. I saw Jack Pride posting about that today, the Man Bear Pig, everything on Facebook and everything right now. But not only that, we've also had Jacob Creed, who also wrestles out there for Prairie Pro Wrestling, who I know also wrestles here in Alberta for people like CWE, our Canadian Wrestling's Elite. And he's been tag champ there a couple of times, as far as I know.
Yeah.
Most of the time I would go to a CWE show, I'd always see Jacob Creed there. But there's a lot of different like kind of crossover stars. But Prairie Pro Wrestling, relatively new. What would you say are some of the biggest storylines going on in Prairie Pro Wrestling right now?
Well, I'd say right now, currently, the biggest storyline would have to be the, I guess you'd call it a blood feud between Jacob Creed and Michael Allen, Richard Clark.
So this is a really interesting feud because this is definitely one of the feuds that I got very well notified about in Alberta. Because I was like, what is happening there? What's going on? Shoot work. I don't know what's happening out there in Saskatchewan. But it was very intriguing to me because, for instance, it happened just before the Clandestine Society. And I was at the Clandestine Society, and Michael Allen, Richard Clark was at the Clandestine Society, and everybody was kind of like, what's happening? But he was so professionally, nobody said anything, nothing got said. And I was like, damn it, I want to know what was happening in Saskatchewan. So it started off. So how did this whole thing kind of start? You know, I know that you weren't at every single show that they've put on right now, so we should just make that clear. We don't have all the storylines perfectly known, or even all of the talents are well-read or anything like that. This is our introduction into there, so.
So my understanding, and they have been putting shows on YouTube recently, Prairie Pro Wrestling, but Jacob Creed and Michael Allen Richard Clark had a match, and the one, I believe, Michael Allen Richard Clark got busted open.
Okay.
He was bleeding, and he didn't like that so much, so maybe he retaliated and busted open Jacob Creed, and then it just spilled out of control from there, where they're brawling into the crowd, and I believe it was a double, maybe it was a double disqualification, a double count out.
Looking at cage match here, it says double count out, so.
Okay, yeah, there you go. So then it was actually the night before the Clandestine Society this past December. And they were to have a rematch, I believe. And as Michael Allen Richard Clark made his way to the ring, he was attacked by Jacob Creed. And the match never started. And everybody came out and pulled him apart. And they were definitely not happy with each other. And Creed got fired on the spot.
Crazy. And then they had their, I guess you would call it kind of like their rubber, their blow-off match last night. An unsanctioned match because Jacob Creed does not work for PPW anymore.
They fired him. But they, I believe, Mark asked them to bring him back so we could, they could have their blow-off match. So that went down last night, and that was a wild match in itself as well, all in the crowd. And
you can see some of these pictures that have come up from this match between Jacob Creed and Michael Allen and Richard Clark. There's this one that I saw, and like Jacob Creed is almost being like hung off the side of the ring.
Yeah.
And Michael Allen and Richard Clark is like pulling up on this rope, which is, I'm assuming, the same rope that that Jacob Creed brings to the ring. Because with that cowbell. Because like I've seen him bring that rope to the ring countless times for CWE shows. And it just looked so brutal. I was like, why am I not in Saskatoon right now? I understand it's like 6 hours away from me, but I'm like, why am I not there for the show? But it looked like such an amazing show. Do you have the card off the top of your head from last night?
I do. I have it right here. There's 8 matches in total.
Let's go through them a little bit. Let's see if we can talk a little bit about some people that we know, some people that we don't know, and let's introduce some people.
Okay, so the first match of the night would be Zoe Sager versus Jack Pride. And they're definitely well-known names across Alberta, right?
Oh, absolutely. Everybody here knows Zoe Sager, the longest-reigning PWA women's champion. Jack Pride, such a phenomenal start to Man of Two Minds. I love Jack Pride.
Absolutely. So, yeah, they kicked off the show, and that was a great match. The crowd really were loving Zoe Sager.
Right, yeah.
And this started off very much Jack versus Zoe with sportsmanship. Mm-hmm. And then that quickly broke down
into pride.
Yeah.
For the Saskatchewan folks who aren't quite as familiar with Jack Pride, he is a top-notch talent that is controlled by two different people in his head. Literally the friendliest person in the world, Jack, and then Pride, like just a giant jerk. He's proud, you know what I mean? Like he always puts himself first. And when he switches it off, like he just turns into a completely different person and wrestler. I love it.
Yeah, that was definitely something to see. Like some of the guys in the crowd, you could see them being like, what's going on here? Like they were just shaking hands, being all sportsmanship. And this guy, Pride, is not having any of that anymore. So
yeah, definitely follow Jack Pride's Instagrams and Facebooks and Twitters if you want to be kept up to date on how his mind changes, because he makes a lot of videos that really explain his character and they're really well done.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So then the second match of the night was Ace Riviera, who's, I think, mainly a Saskatchewan guy.
Yeah, versus, I'm not very familiar with Ace Riviera.
Versus Joey Vendetta, who I believe made some dates with RCW in the last few months.
Potentially. I don't recall any Joey Vendetta, but then I only started watching the local shows after my daughter was born again. So
right.
I was off for a little bit there, and it's possible that he's wrestled here a couple of times.
Yeah, I know Joey Vendetta's a big name in Regina.
Yeah? So tell me a little bit about them, because this is going to be an introduction, for instance. My listeners might not know any of these guys.
Right. Well, Joey Vendetta, I believe he's the owner of Ringside Wrestling out of Regina.
Okay.
And Ace Riviera competes. He, at one point, was the HIW Wildside champion.
Okay. Wow.
But,
okay.
He has a big feud going on with Mike McSugar in Regina currently. They're kind of had a feud, and now they're friends. It's kind of hard to say.
Interesting. Where like they're going with that. Cesaro Sheamus type thing?
Yeah. Yeah.
Cool. And then, so HIW is a name that I'm familiar with. They shut down last year, correct?
Yes, in October of this, last year.
Yeah. It's always sad when you hear about the smaller promotions kind of being shut down. But hey, you know what? That's why we're all growing. PPW is here now.
So,
for instance.
HIW, that was sad because that was like kind of the promotion I really enjoyed going to. And then they shut their doors. So So then you just find other promotions from there, right?
Oh, yeah.
The talent live on, but the promotion may be dead. So
exactly.
Yeah.
So what's the next match that we have here? Oh, by the way, who won these matches? We might as well give these
Zoe Sager beat Jack Pride and Ace Riviera, the low blow with the ref didn't see and beat Joey Vendetta.
Heel tactics.
Yeah, the dirty heel, right?
Like the Sask boys. Wait. It's like, no, never mind. No, this is Saskatoon. Backwards. All right, who's next?
they're just known as the boys here.
Yeah, right? They're just the local boys.
Yeah. So then a couple names. Tony Novak, who I believe mainly competes in Saskatoon. Wrestle the guy. I never really caught his name. T.Y. Sampson, maybe?
Okay.
I believe he competes with RCW.
I don't know. Potentially. We'll have to look into this. This hasn't been updated on cagematch.net yet. So.
Right. Yeah, like, I never caught his name, so I can't really say too much about that match. But Tony Novak, he kind of reminds me a little bit of Mustafa Ali, in a way.
Okay.
A little short and high flyer. So.
He was trained by Lance Storm. That's a name I know. I know he was trained by Lance Storm. That's all I know.
Yeah, I've seen him a few times. He's pretty energetic, I'll say that.
Cool, cool.
And then so after that, it was Jude Dawkins, the Cheetah Bear, and Mitch Clark, Danger Zone.
Okay.
So I know they're both names coming from
Mitch
Alberta,
I know Mitch Clark, I believe he wrestles up in Monster Pro, I believe it is.
Right.
Yeah. And then Cheetah Bear, obviously, he wrestles in Monster Pro as well as RCW.
Okay.
Yes. I know both those names then. We're good.
Yeah. I've seen Cheetah Bear, Jude Dawkins quite a few times, and I'm a big fan of the Cheetah Bear.
Oh,
myself.
Me too. He's actually doing really well for himself as of late, because I also know he also made his debut in Vancouver recently. So,
oh, really?
So he's spreading across all of Western Canada right now.
Good for him. Good for him.
Yeah, like a man bear pig virus.
Oh man,
I feel like Al
Gore. I'm just laughing thinking about it. When whoever it was in the crowd started chanting the man bear pig, you could just see the entire crowd erupt, and from then on it was just man bear pig, man bear, all the rest of the show, all the rest of the match anyways.
So I love the Cheetah Bear, I love Jude Dawkins, but I kind of really want to chant man bear pig.
I think that's going to be something that's going to stick around for quite a while.
If Jude's listening to this, I'm sorry. I didn't hope this podcast was the reason for this.
Yeah, it's just going to be a thing.
He's
going to
murder me.
On.
Have you seen this man? He's huge.
I have seen him, and he's a big fellow. Yeah.
So who? I'm sorry. He was wrestling against Mitch Clark.
Mitch Clark at the Danger Zone.
Right. And how did that one go?
Yeah, Mitch Clark got the win in that one.
Ooh, actually. Good for Mitch Clark,
Yeah. I was surprised. I thought Jude Dawkins had his number, but no.
I got to get up to Edmonton and area more, because I haven't actually got a chance to watch Mitch Clark wrestle live yet. So, like, I feel so bad. Like, I got to get on this, man. Who am I? Is some sort of Alberta-based wrestling podcaster if I don't know, like, the 100-plus wrestlers we have in all the promotions?
Oh, man. You got like four or five different promotions all on the go there.
Yeah.
If you want to be number one, you got to attend them all, right?
Right. Oh, jeez. Anybody want to sponsor me? I'm just kidding.
There you go.
All right. So, what was after Mitch Clark and?
Davey O'Doyle and Mike McSugar. This is a match I had like personal. Really looking forward to this one, because I know both of these guys quite well, and I've seen them compete all over Saskatchewan. So
if this was a match taking place in Alberta, I would immediately say clearly Davey is the heel and Mike is the face. But this is weirdo backwards town Saskatoon, so it was the opposite direction, correct?
Opposite, completely opposite.
Weird.
White baby face Davey O'Doyle and the much hated individual Mike McSugar. Just dirty tactics from McSugar, man. Like, you ever see a guy spit in another man's mouth? Mike
there probably
you go.
Has, yeah.
Yeah, Mike McSugar. There you go.
Oh,
big
gross.
Gob in Davey O'Doyle's mouth. Ugh.
That's disgusting. But okay, so like when, okay, I got to know, what were some of the chants, if you can remember, going on during this match? Because I can only imagine what the chants would be like in Alberta. Oh, there'd be a lot of shave your chest chants. There'd be a lot of, you know what I mean?
Well, it's just mostly like Davey, or like O'Doyle rules. It's always O'Doyle rules, right?
Right. Oh, so, man. I never hear these chants here. Like, I don't know if I've actually heard a Davey chant before, which
who
is
rules?
Terrifying.
O'Doyle rules.
O'Doyle rules, man.
O'Doyle rules.
It's such a
absolutely
weird name because there's two different people who wrestle with the name O'Doyle. And it just
Kevin
must be
O'Doyle.
Like Kevin O'Doyle and Davey O'Doyle. So you know the other
yeah
one as well. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, so it's just like, and he of course does the O'Doyle rules thing as well. I'm like, are these like cousins or something? I don't know, but they both use O'Doyle. And you know what? I love the name O'Doyle. It works really well.
Absolutely. I was actually fortunate enough to see a CWE show where it was a 6-man tag and the two O'Doyles were up against each other.
Oh, really?
So, yeah, O'Doyle versus O'Doyle. You know, what's going to happen?
Well,
O'Doyle's going to happen. That's
of course. One is substantially larger than the other one in terms of
quite a bit
size.
Quite a bit, yeah.
But, I mean, like Davey, for instance, he might be a smaller guy, but he's such an incredible talent, so.
You know, he's shorter. Yeah, he's shorter, but he packs a punch.
Yes,
say
he
that,
does
right?
You can't sleep on Davey O'Doyle, as he would say.
Absolutely not. Absolutely not.
But so who went over in this match?
So McSugar did win that one.
McSugar did
actually
win this one.
With a feet on the ropes. Feet on the ropes.
Feet on the ropes. Cheap
yeah
win.
Now that I remember, yeah.
Oh, poor
and then
Davey,
he,
man. I don't see him win enough.
He attacked poor Davey after the match, and Zoe Sager came to the rescue.
What? Oh, okay, so backwards yeah in my world. They're
right
feuding against each other in my world, so...
Really?
Well, because, well, so the league, as you know, Davey O'Doyle and Braden yeah Parsons had Kylie Morgan on their side of things. And then yes on the other side, we had Above Average Joes, which is Kenny Stryker and Aiden Adams and Zoe Sager. So, so yeah, it was a little bit different. Totally
oh
different.
They're gonna like just hate us after this.
We're not breaking kayfabe. We're extending oh the invitation across
there
provinces.
You go.
There you go. All right. Anyways, who came up next?
A couple names you might not be familiar with. Mm-hmm. Bucky McGraw and a newcomer named Levi Knight.
I don't
AKA
know that.
Ginger Snaps.
Ginger Snaps.
Yeah. He's a tall redhead, and people like to call him Ginger Snaps, and they're just snapping at him, and it's quite funny to see.
That sounds like an awesome kind of thing to be in the crowd for, just a bunch of people
yeah
snapping and calling him Ginger Snaps.
Right. Ginger Snaps.
And how tall would you yeah say he is, approximately?
Oh, he's got to be about 6'4", 6'5".
So just under you, kind of thing.
That's where I'm like, even to me, he seems like a tall individual. For sure.
I always say that, though, because the first time I got to stand next to you at the Clandestine Society, I think I had to, like, crank my neck all the way up. Because,
yeah,
you know, I'm not a tall guy, so.
Yeah, you got to look up, way up. And there
yeah
I am. Right?
We were making those jokes. I'm like, well, at least you'll know it's raining first. And stuff, right? Like, we'll figure that out.
Yeah.
But
what's the weather like?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. It's just raining, and then you spit on me. I think that's how that works for tall people. I believe that's how it worked growing up in school. But,
yeah.
Okay, so we had, I'm sorry, what was the gentleman's real name, Ginger Snaps? Now that's what's stuck in my head.
I believe it's Levi Knight.
Levi Knight, and he was yeah up against who again?
Bucky McGraw.
Okay, so I don't know too much about Bucky McGraw or yeah Levi Knight, so you want to tell me a little bit about who they are?
So Bucky McGraw, he's got some videos out there on YouTube. The re-education of Bucky McGraw, he's the wrestling smartest man.
Oh, I like this
so
gimmick.
Yeah, so he's got... he's got his like notebook and he's all into reading and stuff like that. And he comes out always pointing to his head because he's got the brains, right? He may not be the strongest guy, but he's got the brains to beat you.
That's so awesome. With a name yeah like Bucky McGraw, which is like about as far from one of those like Einstein-y names you could think of. Do you know what I mean? It's
yeah
like, did you ever, you liked Supernatural, right?
I love Supernatural.
I can't remember the name of the character because he only lasted until like season 4 or something like that. But he worked at the bar. He was a genius.
Oh, yeah.
But you know what I mean? Like
yeah,
the name
I
like
know,
Bucky
yeah
McGraw just gives like brings like when you're like, oh, he's a genius. I'm like, this is the gentleman I think of.
Yeah, that guy from Supernatural, he is kind of like a redneck, but he just happens to be like a brainiac at the same time.
Right? That's exactly it. So I hear the name Bucky McGraw, and I'm just like, okay.
The crowd, like, that was a good one, too, because Bucky is very vocal, and he grunts a lot. So the crowd picked up on that, and every time he'd grunt, they're just grunting along with him. So his entire match, fans are just like, grunting the whole time. It was really something to see in here.
That sounds amazing. I assume he was the heel in this.
Yes, he's a heel in Saskatoon.
Yeah. It just feels, but in Regina reversed, correct?
Well, yeah, like he had been a face and a good guy in Regina there for quite a while, but he's a heel. He's a tag team champion with Cannonball Kelly right now, currently with Ringside Wrestling.
So. Oh, there you go, fantastic! Yeah. We got to give the guy his props then.
Yeah, he's a champion in his own right, right?
Did he win last night?
He did. He did.
Poor Ginger Snaps.
Ginger Snaps will get his win eventually, but last night was not his night.
I feel like if he loses, it becomes really somber and people like turn into like early 2000s like jazz rooms and they're just like...
Well, instead of clapping, they snap.
Just a bunch of snaps.
Right?
They snap for him. If the people aren't doing that when he does cool stuff, then I'm very sad, but I hope that's what they're doing. Okay, so we had Bucky McGraw going then over, and then what happened after that?
El Asesino. Who I know he's competed in PWA a few times in the past. He went up against Cannonball Kelly, who is actually the current North American champion for Ringside Wrestling in Regina.
Oh, wow. So,
but El Asesino got the win in that one. He hit the big frog splash or whatever he likes to call it. So, yeah.
Yeah, so I'm looking up here. So he has wrestled a couple of different times for the PWA here in Alberta. Not very often. He took place in a Commonwealth Title 6-way where Sean Moore defeated him, Barry Grayson, Max Inflexible, Mojabari, and Nightmare Number 4, which are all names over people over here understand. And then he also lost a match once to Gabriel back in 2018, but he doesn't seem to wrestle here too much. So I'm actually not too familiar with him. Only thing I know about him is that he did beat MRB at the last show.
The last Saskatoon PPW show, he beat MRB, put him through a table.
So I guess must be like something of like really high regard there in Saskatchewan then.
I would say El Asesino is probably one of the top heels in all of Saskatchewan. I can say that like pretty confidently.
So this is one of those names, for instance, like I don't get to see the crossover into Alberta very often, but El Asesino sounds awesome. For instance, I saw the name. I didn't quite know even how to pronounce it. So
yeah, the Mexican Devil or however it is.
But... El Asesino. I like it.
Yeah, he's definitely well known in Saskatchewan. If you go to any of the shows here and you say El Asesino, people know who you're talking about.
Well, we got to see him more here in Alberta then. I want to see him more anyways. You're making me excited for him. And you said he was up against Cannonball Kelly?
Cannonball Kelly, yeah.
So who worked face? I don't know much about Cannonball Kelly either, so.
So Cannonball Kelly, he's the current ringside champion in Regina, Saskatchewan. But El Asesino beat him with Death from Above, I think he calls it.
What is that?
It's just a frog splash.
Oh, okay.
But El Asesino, I don't know if I've ever seen him wrestle as like a face. Like he's always just been like a heel, no matter what, right?
Well,
and he's very much about making the jerk off jester and throwing imaginary jizz into the fans' faces at ringside.
So like him and McSugar must get along really well.
I'm sure they would form like a great tag team,
fantastic heel tag team there. Yeah. And so who went over in that match?
El Asesino.
El Asesino did? Yeah. So he wins a lot too then.
Yeah, I don't know if he's lost since PPW started up. Oof. With wins over Cannonball Kelly, MRB, and I'm not sure who he wrestled and beat the first show, but he's got last two shows, he's definitely won. Right?
He beat Mitch Clark in the first show.
Yeah, okay, there you go.
I did something. All right, and then, so I guess that makes the last one, I believe, if my numbers are correct?
Yeah, the main event would be Michael Allen Richard Clark versus Jacob Creed in the unsanctioned match.
So talk a little bit about this match. I just want to hear it, like, unfiltered through your mouth, because, like, I hear it was an experience.
That was wild. That was a wild match, all into the crowd. Like, they took the, because we have guardrails around the ring, so they took the guardrail off and they're into the crowd and brawling all over the arena, not the arena, but the venue, and they're bleeding everywhere, and yeah, the fans are just loving it, and little kids crying, and yeah.
It's so emotional. I mean, kids especially, like, they really make shows because everything they do is real, right? Like, when kids react, it's a very real reaction. And absolutely. I think it really helps bring up the crowd in specific moments, especially if you can get a kid crying, man, do they shower booze onto the wrestler. It's amazing.
Oh, yeah. I recently brought my niece and nephew to a show in Regina. It was their first ever show, and watching them react to the good guys and the bad guys coming up to them and like yelling at them. my nephew like jumping back in terror because he's not used to having like a big burly man yell at him. So things like that, like little kids, like, because it's all real to them, right?
No, yeah, absolutely. And I think it really brings out the kid in you, I think, personally. When you get to go and experience wrestling when there's kids around, because like you really pull yourself into the moment. I think kids make wrestling shows 100%. I think they're great additions to the crowd. Even adult shows, don't get me wrong, I wouldn't want a kid at the Clandestine Society. It was probably like my favorite show, but like kids though, it's so much fun to see them react.
Absolutely. Cause it's like, it's pure emotion, right? Like, you might go to a show and maybe you're a fan of, like, MRB, but he's wrestling as a bad guy.
Right.
So you should probably boo him, right? You might want to cheer him, but, like, if he's trying to be a heel, you want to boo the heels, right?
Absolutely. I'll use Michael Allen Richard Clark as a perfect example of this here in Alberta. Everybody boos Michael Allen Richard Clark. I think inside everybody wants to cheer Michael Allen Richard Clark.
Yeah, he's so good at what he does that you kind of want to cheer him, but because he's a bad guy, you got it. You have to boo him, right? Same with the League. They're like highly entertaining, but you have to boo the League.
If people in Saskatchewan are curious to see how the League reacts to things, they really have to go check out Thaddeus Archer III's YouTube channel, the Archer Report, because there's a lot of backstage stuff. It happens to be within the PWA. And you get to see the League a lot in backstage shenaniganry. It's a lot of fun.
I have watched a lot of the Archer Report, and I am a fan.
So yes.
I have seen the League and their heelish tactics, we'll say.
Oh, I love it. But before we do end here today, because we're going a little bit long, but that's totally okay. I want to talk a little bit about PPW, because, again, last night they unveiled their new championship, correct?
Yes, they did. The tournament starting up at the next show.
So a tournament that's going to be happening here over the next little bit. So that should be really fun. I don't know any of the contestants. Do you know anybody who's in this tournament as of yet? Like, have you talked about
them? No, they haven't announced any of the names for the tournament, but I can probably assume a few of the guys that are regulars.
You want to just throw some names out there that maybe we should be looking out for in this tournament that you might guess?
Well, I would have to guess that Michael Allen Richard Clark would be a front runner, as well as Asesino himself.
That's a great answer well. What about Davey that's what I was about to say. What about O'Doyle?
Davey O'Doyle. I was just going to say, like, you can't count out Davey O'Doyle. He won the tournament for their first ever food truck war. So he's won for PPW in the past. So I can only see him winning more.
Cool.
Would he be the first inaugural PPW champion? Time will tell, I guess.
If the belt was a hairier belt, I'd say it had to be. Do you know what I mean? Like, if it was like a chest hair belt, which, by the way, Davey should make a chest hair belt.
They unveiled the championship last night, and that is a very nice looking championship. That's no tin plate championship.
No, I'm actually looking at it right now, and I really dig it because it's got very Saskatchewan colors, like that green.
The green and yellow.
Yeah, the green and yellow, man. But, you know, as an Alberta, I just look at that and I'm like, oh, that's so Saskatchewan. It looks amazing. And it's a very pretty belt, so that would look really cool. I got a question for you, man.
For sure.
So you're a bit aware of the Alberta scene. Is there a couple of wrestlers who, if you could pluck them out of Alberta to wrestle in Saskatchewan to see how they would do, is there any names that come to mind that you would love to see in Saskatchewan?
Reed Matthews, first and foremost. The thickness. I want to see the thickness come to Saskatchewan. I want to see the thickness in PPW. And I know a few other guys that do as well. We're chomping at the bit for the thickness. We really are.
Well, so I did an interview recently with The Thickness, and I know he said one of the things he wants to do this year is travel. So if anybody's listening to this, Reed Matthews, okay,
make it happen.
Reed Matthews is phenomenal. I love it. Yeah. I'm looking at the King of Thick Style shirt right over there from when I interviewed him. It's still up there.
Yeah. I'd like to see the spaceman Barry Grayson.
Absolutely.
I'd like to see him come around as well.
See some people fly with the spaceman.
Yeah, yeah. Well, like I know a few of my friends are big fans of him as well.
Yeah, you know? I love him. He's great. He's such a nice guy. He's a phenomenal wrestler. Dude is so tall too. He's like a tall, thin, high flying kind of guy. It's crazy.
I met him at the Clandestine Society, and I was surprised at how tall he was as well. Maybe he doesn't seem it so much when you see footage, but when you're standing, I'm a tall guy, and I was standing next to him. I'm like, holy, okay.
Well, I mean, he does look kind of short by comparison to his tag team partner, the Titan, but when you've got the Titan there, it's kind of hard to be as tall. But I mean, the Titan's a big guy, right? So
he is a big boy.
Yeah. Cody, such a nice guy, or Cody Frank, the Titan. I don't know if he still goes by Cody Frank, the Titan, or just the Titan, but I got to get him on my podcast. That's one of the people that I'm chomping at the bit to get on here soon. So
he goes by whatever he wants.
Exactly. Just some other fun names I think would be great to see out in Saskatchewan. The Canadian Goose, Kyle Shaw.
Yeah, absolutely. Oh,
love to see people honk for the Canadian Goose out in Saskatchewan. Big fan of that. But let's end it there. Thank you very much for joining me today there, Mike. Before we do let you go, plug all your stuff, man.
Well, you can find me on Instagram and Twitter at DoCD. I'm usually posting all the time, so
yes,
I'm pretty active, tweeting wrestling and whatever else on there. So,
actually, there is one last thing I want you to talk about before we go, because you told me this story once, and I want to hear more about it. You made 4 duplicate signs once and took it to us. You got to tell that story, man.
Okay, with Brett Evans. So I would make signs and take them to shows, and Brett Evans, being the heel he is, he would come and rip up my signs, and every show he'd come and rip up my signs. So I decided I was going to make duplicate signs, and I take it to the show and get them. So I go to the show with my Brett Evans sucks SpongeBob SquarePants sign. And he goes and he rips up my sign and he turns around to face the crowd and and I pull out one of the other signs and I hold it up and the crowd erupts and his back's to me and he doesn't see it and he's kind of like, what's going on here? And he turns around and sees me with this duplicate sign and burst out laughing.
I broke him.
Yeah. And he takes that sign and he takes it, rips it up and storms off kind of like laughing to himself. So then boom, another sign. And he's just looking at me like, are you fucking kidding me? Like, are you kidding me? Do that. Yeah, I did that.
This is why you're Mike the Sign Guy.
Yeah.
Brilliant. You also wrapped one in tape once so they couldn't rip it. It looked ridiculous.
Yeah,
right?
That's another thing. Yeah. So tip to if you want to have them not rip up your sign, tape up the back of your sign so they think that, we're just going to rip up their sign. And then they can't because they have to rip through tape and it's reinforced. And then you get to laugh as they struggle, as they try to rip up your sign.
Tips from Mike the Sign Guy, everybody.
It's all about the tip.
Just the tip, man. Just the tip. All right. Thank you again, buddy. And I hope you have yourself a wonderful day.
Thanks for having me.
Such a fun chat I was having there with Mike, learning a little bit about the Saskatchewan scene, some of the crossover stars that we have here in Alberta that they have over there in Saskatchewan, learning about Prairie Pro Wrestling and some of its most recent shows. a lot of fun. So many cool things to be happening. But before we let you go here today, guys, there's a lot of wrestling coming up. Right now, it is going to be February the 18th, which means in just 2 days here in Calgary, on February 20th, we have Heart Legacy Wrestling making their return back to Calgary at the Back Alley between 7:30 and 11:30 p.m. So you got to be checking out them. Check their stuff out on Twitter, or if you're in Calgary, we'll see you at the Back Alley on Thursday. Otherwise, on Friday, we have here in Calgary, RCW's Wrestling Ain't Easy. They are bringing in the Godfather. Yes, the Godfather, Papa Shango. One of the guys who got me into wrestling, to be completely honest, is going to be wrestling here in Calgary on Friday. And then they will be moving into Edmonton on Saturday. There's a lot of wrestling. And on Saturday as well, PWA Fruition taking place in Edmonton as well. A lot of wrestling happening here in Alberta. That's three different promotions in the course of three different days. That's crazy, over just two different cities. Just to go show you just the thriving scene that we have here in Alberta and all the cool stuff that's going to be going on. So, guys, if you enjoyed this, remember to hit like and subscribe on whatever podcast app you're listening to this on. It really does help out the show if you give us a 5-star rating and review, if that is what you want to do. I hope you all have yourself a wonderful day, and I'll be seeing you around Alberta for the wonderful world of wrestling that we have coming up here over the next couple of weeks. Cheers.